This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you, yes I do.
7:30 of the hour, Tuesday is upon us. Welcome into the conversation with DJ and V plus R. That sounds like an algebra equation, doesn't it?
Or yeah, chemistry.
Jennifer, Victoria, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. So there's a new book. This is from the Good News Department. Book is called Cure, Story About the Power of the Placebo. In this book, Joe Marchand writes about a 75-year-old former golfer named Bonnie Anderson who had cracked a bone in her spine and had for years and years and years pain, suffering. I mean, I know what it is. I'm on the chiropractor table last night. I hear the clicking and feel the nerves and all that stuff. I know exactly what the story is. And I've talked to people about this operation called vertebroplasty. Vertebroplasty was an operation that she had, experimental operation. Supposedly, cement is injected into your spine. So she went to the hospital. She had a doctor perform the operation. She left the hospital cured, except for one thing. She never had the operation. The surgery she underwent was a placebo. The surgeons never injected cement. Her brain believed the pain would end, and it ended. So think about this is what I was supposed to have last winter in Los Angeles. But then at the end, I thought, oh, man, do I want to have cement? So they did something else, and that didn't work. So I wonder, there's spine fusion. There's all kinds of things. But that's not the story here. The story is her brain believed the pain would end, and it did. This, by the way, is being used more and more. The anti-depression medication trials, 50% of a group given a drug, 50% given no drug, and the rate of relief is higher with the people who don't have the drug. Hmm. This is the brain is such a powerful, powerful part of our being.
So much of it is mind over matter. And I would like to cite our friend Richie here, who went through lymphoma and went through all of his treatments, and he did it with such a positive mind. And I know he probably wasn't feeling good all the days, but he probably did himself a favor, right, Rich, by thinking positively when you went in there.
Hey, if you go in feeling like you're defeated or, woe was me, it's, it can't help.
And you know what? The same can be said for relationships, whether it's work. I don't like my job. I hate my job. Well, of course you're going to do terrible at your job. If you go to your job, you say, I love coming to work every day. It provides me the opportunity to provide my family with the things that they need. Do I think I'll stay here forever? No. But if you have an awful, and how many people do you know who just despise getting out of bed in the morning, despise the drive to work, despise their boss, despise what they have to do, they milk it, and in that circumstance, it always takes longer to make it through the day. It does. If you have a, if you've got an attitude, I don't want to go to work, and then you just milk it, and like, look,
fire those people.
Work, I know.
You don't want to be here. I don't want you here.
No, right, exactly.
You're a
do
cancer.
Do yourself a favor. Yep.
And that attitude spreads.
See, you can't do that though in the public sector, and that's why there's so many
people
that are
leaving. Public sector.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
You're fine.
Of the public sector. How many people watched the story of the Panama Canal opening an expansion yesterday?
Yeah, it's neat.
It was like the 4th of July.
Was it last year?
Yeah. I remember when this all started. Jimmy Carter was president, and there was this move to turn the Panama Canal back down, back to, we owned it. We built it. Perini Corporation built it in the 1950s. Well, I think it was actually before that.
It was.
But it was expanded in the 50s once, and then now being expanded again. And so they have more locks.
It's a whole new set of locks. More. It's a whole new channel.
Everything's new. Right.
Yeah, so the old channel's still there for the small ships.
Yeah.
But with these super ships now, they couldn't fit, so they were having
big
to go
big cargo
around.
Carriers. Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So the first ship that went through, guess where it came from?
It was from Costco.
Yeah, which is?
Costco, the store?
Costco stands for Chinese Overseas Shipping Company.
Right.
That's where the first commercial vessel was a Chinese container.
Because they own it now.
What's the T?
What's the T?
Chinese.
Overseas. There's no T. But thanks for asking.
Oh, it's a different Costco.
Yesterday I went to Costco.
I thought you were going to be like, yeah, see, you got me all confused. I was getting ready never to shop there again. Jeez.
I was going, well, there's plenty of stuff in there. I bought two things that came from there on that boat. I bought two new big screens because I was told yesterday that my screens were too small. So now I need bigger screens.
There's a place for
it. How does it feel to be told your screens are too small? Yeah. Does it feel very good, does it?
Did you get a complex about it?
No, I didn't. I just went out and bought new ones.
Did Meredith tell you your screens were too small?
No, she didn't, as a matter of fact.
She thought your screens were just right.
Apparently, yeah. Right. So anyway, I went to Costco for that, though. And what happened there is what always happens when any of us go to Costco. I went in specifically to buy these two screens.
How much did you spend on the way out?
That was it. All right? There would have been, it was like 100.
You bought 40 gallons of mustard?
No.
A year supply of peanuts?
I did buy a large supply of cashews. I bought a large supply of oranges, a large supply of kiwis, a large supply of apples. Let's see, what else did I buy?
Do they have organic stuff there?
Yeah, they do, actually.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. But it's such, if you don't eat it fast or get something that's not perishable, that's the smart thing to do.
Right.
But I was going to buy cherries, and they come in such big boxes. I don't eat them. You know, I'm the only one who's eating them, so it would take forever to eat them. The psychology of going into places like that, that goes back to what I was saying as we got started about the woman and the placebo effect. Your brain, what it does, and those people are masters at it. The ones that run Costco and BJ's and all these other food stores, my God. When you walk through the door of a food store, it's like a brain wave. You get the aromas, you see all the colors, you see all of the food. Wow, let's go! And I need, my grocery list includes 13 things. Walk out with 40.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's what it is. It's all about sales.
Yeah.
It is an amazing reality.
My son was watching this thing on TV the other day where this woman got like $600 worth of free stuff because of coupons or whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And he said, Dad, we should get more coupons. And I said, the coupons are a great idea, and your mom is very good at them. But one of the dangers with coupons is you end up buying things that you would never bought that you don't need just because you can save 12% on it.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
I can save $400 on something that would have cost me $800, but you didn't need it in the first place, but I still saved $400.
Right, so now, now you're out $400.
That's it. Right, exactly. 14 past the hour. In a moment, more on that scumbag judge who sentenced the Stanford swimmer Brock Turner. Wait till you hear his next caper. Meanwhile, let's talk about blood flow for a moment. We all know that healthy circulation is critical, especially as you get older. There's a way to support healthy blood flow, and that's by getting enough dietary nitrates into your body to convert into nitric oxide. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates into your system. One scoop poured into a 4-ounce glass of water or a smoothie or something like that, and you are all set, boys and girls. This is the secret to helping support healthy circulation, keep your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. Richie's on it. Jennifer's on it, Victoria's on it, I'm on it. Super Beets works 3 times faster to give you results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. It's all about blood flow. Your mind, your brain, your muscles, all your organs, blood flow. So take Super Beets with me every day. Feel the energy, feel the stamina. Get on the bandwagon. Takes just a few minutes. I feel good about it. I want you to feel good about it as well. So here's how you get 30-day supply of Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. You've never ordered before, call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183 and get a 3-month supply of Super Beats, and then you get a 30-day supply, so actually 4 months for the price of 3. Feel the results or your money back. Get the free book, Beat the Odds, too. Mention Doug Steffen, get free shipping. 800-655-4183. You've heard us all talk about this. You've heard me give you the number hundreds and hundreds of times, and you haven't taken action yet. So expand what's going on in your body right now. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea?
Why don't we do a little day-taking?
A hard iced tea brewed like a beer that tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real iced tea. Hanging out at the pool, fishing with your buddy. Twisted Tea hard iced tea tastes great anytime. Cool, refreshing, smooth, but with a kick.
Why don't we do a little day-taking?
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
I'm worried about the rash of angry protests in cities across the country, not only because they sometimes turn into riots and looting, but because there is something even more disturbing about the underlying sense of helplessness. People are resorting to street violence because they don't understand our unique process of self-government. Several protesters have told reporters, "We don't know what else to do." We all should look through the lens of liberty and realize that all of us hold far more power over government than we think. In America, sovereign citizens hold all the power, not through violence, but through dialogue, engagement, activism, and especially ballots. If we don't think the government is protecting our rights, we have a duty to change it, not burn our communities down.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Hey.
All right, 18 after the hour. So this judge, Aaron Persky, what a dirtbag. Listen to this. Not is he just a dirtbag because of the sentencing that he gave to Brock Turner. You remember him?
The
rapist who should have gotten 6 years. He got 6 months, and that has been reduced to 4, I think. So three. Now yesterday, 3?
Yep.
Okay. So yesterday he has in his court a man named Raul Ramirez, who is an immigrant from Salvador, who, strangely enough, is charged with and then convicted of pretty much the exact same thing that Brock Turner gets sentenced to 6 months and then 3, the rape of a woman. And this guy pleads guilty to it and apologizes to the woman that he has perpetrated this on. And the judge, whim of fancy, says, okay, you get 3 years. Now, this guy apologized, which Turner did not. He admitted to the situation that he was charged with, and Turner did not. He's Hispanic, and Turner is not. So the Hispanic gets, now you can say, well, he's probably an illegal immigrant. That's not proven here. That fact is not a part of the case. And I'm sure that if it were, then we would know that he was illegal. Now, even then, it would be okay for him to have this kind
still,
of...
Still, you should be charged separately for each crime, being here illegally, and then the rape. And the rape should still be...
Exactly, but the thing is that Persky gives a favorable action to this white guy who's privileged, and this Hispanic guy gets in the neck. I would think that people would be pretty upset about that.
People are.
Yeah. They should be. A lot of action on that. Twitter at Good Day Show, 21 after the hour.
Worry worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight Premature Birth and Birth Defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Coldplay-ish, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In a sense. Chris Martin and Rihanna, a one-time duet that he talks about in an interview that's out today. Here's the thing he said, Chris Martin, used to be married to Gwyneth Paltrow. If you speak to a good singing teacher about great opera singers, they'll talk about consistency of tone. There's also a book about people's frequency responses, what they are pleased by. When you think of Rihanna's voice, you think of this whole rich thing. It's solid like a tree trunk. And he compared Rihanna, interestingly enough, in this interview, to Frank Sinatra. He said Frank Sinatra had the same thing. Anything he sang sounded pleasing.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol, it doesn't move me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you?
And it is. There is that richness, isn't there?
Sort of. There is a richness I never thought of, yeah.
Yeah. Robert Goulet had it to a point.
Elvis, I think.
Who had it?
Elvis.
Elvis. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was listening. Yeah, yesterday, I listened to, I had a CD that I grabbed out of the back of the car, and I put it in as I was driving around. Haven't done this for a long time. And in it was a duet between Frank Sinatra and Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley is singing, Frank, that had to have happened in Las Vegas. Presley is singing Frank Sinatra music. Frank Sinatra is singing Elvis music. And there's a big band. It's a big orchestra.
That's really cool.
Oh, you know who really had it?
Who?
I'm trying to think of new. Bing Crosby.
Yes.
There was such a tone to his voice.
Yeah. Yep, it was a big tone to his voice, yeah. Don't talk to me in that tone of voice, my mother used to say. All right, so let's see. Back to Rihanna for a minute, because she's... Is she the number one, would you say, female artist around? Jennifer,
you know, Katy Perry, Rihanna, Taylor Swift, I think are all probably pretty up there.
By the way,
and I'd throw Beyonce and Adele. Those are the top five.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah.
By the way, Richie,
it's Rihanna.
But I say
Rihanna.
Oh,
I know.
You say Rihanna, I say Rihanna.
Let's draw the whole thing off. This is a piece of the track for Sledgehammer. This is the new Star Trek Beyond soundtrack. Star Trek Beyond in theaters July 22nd. What do you think of this? Sounds more James Bondish than it does.
It does. You're
Star
right.
Trek.
Really, James Bondy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very James Bond. How come she hasn't done a Bond movie yet?
That's a good question.
They should reuse this song for Bond.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, it's like the Bond thing captures that Bond feeling. Even the Adele thing from Skyfall.
I love that song.
That was a great, great song. She did such a wonderful job with it. But it still, even though it sounded like it was Adele, it still had that, whatever the eerie component is that they're able to create orchestral, in an orchestral sense for the Bond movie. Very one of the significant things. Any late news, by the way, on whether What's-His-Face is going to go back as James Bond? I thought they offered him $100 million to do it. He said no. Or at least
last I heard, he was out.
Yeah, and most recently, most recently it's Tom Hiddleston of Hiddleswift, the new power
Taylor
couple, Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston.
She could be the Bond girl.
There's
an interesting reality, 28 minutes after the hour here.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, whether or not you have a new puppy in the house or have had a dog for many, many years, dog bowls are a necessary part of giving your dog food or water, let's face it. And just like with any other item you buy for your pet, you should stop and consider a few important factors. First of all, the bowl size is crucial in consideration depending on the needs and requirements of your dog. Here's some of the things you need to look for. Is it easy to clean? You know, bacteria and germs stay in the dog's bowl. So I personally recommend stainless steel. You can put it in the dishwasher. It's easy to clean, and it will get rid of that bacteria. Also, is it spill-proof? You don't want to mess all over the floor. Is it durable? Is it going to last? Is it easy to maintain and dishwasher safe? As I said, dishwasher safe is critical from my perspective. Is it sized for your dog, and is it safe to use? That's really critical. You know, one of the bowls that I use for my pets, and it's very, very common, it's available at all the pet stores, is a stainless steel bowl with a rubber bottom so it doesn't slide, and it can be used in a dishwasher to keep it clean. Check your dog's bowl. Maybe it's time for a new one. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After the hour now, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Rich McFadden. We're going to talk about protecting grizzly bears, something that you may or may not have on your priority list in a couple of minutes. I think actually it's quite interesting to see what's on the endangered species list and whether or not I have a story about someone I know who was eaten by a grizzly bear.
Aww.
And what happened to the grizzly bear. That after
her name was Goldilocks.
Was Jennifer and Victoria perhaps would like to weigh in on this survey of women trying to get a job. Apparently, according to the study, which was carried out by a university, women wearing low-cut tops are 20 times more likely to land a job interview than women who do not. This is from the duh department, revealing outfits 19 times more likely to lead to an interview, does it lead to a job, however? It only leads to an interview, according to this study. The impact clothing has on the recruitment process. So, Jennifer, when you go, well, you don't have to go looking for a job. You didn't wear anything.
Trust me, if my low-cut top got me the job here or with my dad, that's really big trouble. Yeah. But I have a theory. I have a theory about this because I am someone who will wear a low-cut top from time to time. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like given my anatomy, a normal top becomes a low top, the low cut top. But I think it's when you have a level of confidence. I don't know if it's about the low cut top as much as it's about walking in and sort of owning it and feeling good about yourself. Right. And maybe there's more of a correlation with that.
Really?
Yeah, that's true. Right? You don't see a lot of shy girls.
No.
Yeah. Well, they're usually very confident.
That's true, but this is the thing that's interesting about this study is that these were just resumes that were submitted, and they had a picture attached to them,
yes.
And that's what they were testing on. If you add a picture, which a lot of people do recommend adding a picture to a resume, but if you do add your picture and it happens to be a picture where there's some cleavage showing, those women are the ones, and these are two identical women with identical resumes practically in this study, and so all the women who had pictures with a low cut top got called back for an interview.
Okay, well, men are pigs then, whatever.
Well, that's news to you. So
I was trying to find the silver lining.
Right.
Well, let's carry it one step further. Is this study something that focuses on men doing the hiring of women, or is this women and men hiring both women and men, or is the specific study aimed at figuring out who men are hiring from women's profiles?
And that's a great, more in-depth look at this. I mean, this study is being presented today in London. They have the big body image conference. It's a global thing that they do every year. So this is going to be a big discussion, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, if you have two guys walk in applying for a job as an engineer.
Yeah, like a joke. Mm-hmm. Yes. Two guys walk into a
and bar. One is just ugly as can be. And the other guy is a good-looking guy, but the ugly guy is really, just by a little bit, the better guy for the job.
Just by a little bit?
Just by a little bit.
Oh, I'm going with the hot guy. Are you done?
Because it's so rare that there's a hot engineer. That's very rare.
First I'd say up against the wall.
That's a unicorn.
Up against the wall, Fred.
I have to take your picture, yes.
All right, let's get to some television news. Today, Jennifer's going to give us an update on what's on tonight. Abby Lee Miller facing 3 years in jail after pleading guilty to money laundering. She's the star of Dance Moms. I'm going to stand back here or sit back and let somebody tell me what Dance Moms is. Another one of these. How many dance shows are there for everything?
There are a lot.
Isn't Dance Moms, though, is it about the kids who dance? And these are the ones that are, these are like the stage moms?
Well, Dance Moms, Abby Miller, is the teacher, and she is probably the most hated woman on TV since Kate Gosselin, so no one is crying for her in this, and she's just a nasty, horrible person, and I feel bad for all the little girls that she teaches.
Speaking of nasty, horrible people, Michael Strahan is gone from the Kelly Ripa Morning Program, and it appears as they look at the list of possible replacements, Jeff Gordon, who is a NASCAR star, is somebody being considered to work alongside Kelly Ripa. He wouldn't say, however, yesterday if he was in talks with ABC or not. He was flattered and says that he's close to talking with producers on live, but apparently he's on Fox Sports, so he's got presence. I don't know this guy. Anybody
he's good on TV.
He's charismatic and fun. Yeah.
I thought Anderson Cooper had it all wrapped up.
I think it is still going to go to Anderson Cooper, but they have to at least pretend to explore other options.
How does Anderson give up all of this good juice with the presidential election? I mean, how does he walk away from that?
Why does he have to give it up?
Because I don't know if CNN and ABC will negotiate together, will they?
There's plenty of people. Oh, of course they will. There's plenty of people that are working for... Now, there's no more network exclusivity.
Why would you want to stay at CNN?
Right.
I mean, that place is a hole.
Well, it depends on what he's getting for dough.
CNN would be smart to have Anderson Cooper do the
Live with Kelly for visibility, of course.
Because people who are there, I don't think there's a lot of crossover with like the soccer mom, you know, people who are at home watching Kelly. And if they fall in love with Anderson, then they may follow him over to CNN.
Yeah,
so it's all upside for CNN.
Very smart. Yeah. Yes, it is. Yep. Dancing with the Stars judge Len Goodman has been paid handily to come back. Is this the Englishman?
He's the Brit, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're paying him $4.5 million to come back. What was the... I don't see what's so big about that when you compare it with some of these other people. Maybe the judges are getting more dough. I know that Tom... I don't know what the lady's getting there. But that, to host a show like that, that's a $24, $25 million a year gig. Especially with the ratings that show has. Not a bad deal at all. So...
I guess it's easy to sit there and hold your paddle up, right, with a score. I guess he's got the easy.
He travels all over the place. When he was doing British Dancing with the Stars, he'd go from L.A. to England back and forth every week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, Jen, what's the big stuff on TV tonight?
Zoo, James Patterson Zoo is on CBS at 9 o'clock. America's Got Talent at 9 o'clock on NBC. And Pretty Little Liars on Freeform at 8 p.m. It's back.
Mm-hmm. A focus on removing grizzly bears from the endangered species list. A story and a half about grizzly bears. Information you've never heard before. Everybody knows what a grizzly bear is, and most people want to stay away from them. Let's find out what the latest is on their population. Is there a population explosion, or is it going the other way? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
44 after the hour here. I'm with Michael Finley, who is the former superintendent of Yellowstone National Park. I have a story for you, Mr. Finley, that leads us into a discussion of grizzly bears and what's happening to them. I'm not sure where the hunting goes on. I'm going to bet that you can't hunt for grizzlies at Yellowstone. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So I know a fellow that goes out to the Dakotas every year where it is legal to kill grizzly bears. Is that correct? What parts of the country can hunters go to legally shoot grizzly bears?
Most of them can only do that in Alaska, in the lower 48. They are federally listed as still threatened. What we are talking about in Yellowstone is a population that in 1970s was less than 200, that has rebounded to about 700. Mm-hmm. And the issue is, how do we manage them to actually keep our investment? A lot of tax money went into keeping these bears, growing this population. They're vital to local economies in terms of tourism and people wanting to see bears. And so what we have here is an immature plan by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It's like, for your listeners, ready, fire, aim. In other words, you and I would say, Doug, well, let's get our ducks in a row, so to speak.
In other words, this is typical government.
Yeah, it's the worst part of government. You know, I worked for the National Parks Service for 32 years. I saw the best of government, and this is the worst. You know, your listeners probably know they own Yellowstone. It was part of the Louisiana Purchase that Thomas Jefferson bought.
Yep.
What they probably don't know is Yellowstone was established before the states of Wyoming, Idaho, and Montana even exist. So, you know, these states have been very reluctant to support grizzly bear recovery. or to protect them. We know when the Yellowstone wolves were delisted, there was a slaughter that went on in those three states. It was almost it was gleeful.
Well, that was the point I was making earlier with regard to the grizzlies. It may be that it's illegal, but I know somebody who had went hunting specifically to get grizzly bears, and a grizzly bear killed his friend. So he found the bear and killed the bear. And I know that in this same location where he goes in the Dakotas, they shoot wolves all the time. So whether it's legal or it isn't legal, this is going on. And I brought that focus up because I wondered if that didn't play a role in the diminishing population, even though now at Yellowstone, at least, there are 700 of these grizzly bears. There were, I'm sure, at some point in the last 100, 200, 300, 400 years, thousands and thousands of these things. Yes?
Yeah, they were. And, you know, they perform a valid ecosystem function. They keep our elk and deer in numbers that, you know, the ecosystem can sustain. If you see what the return of these predators have done to Yellowstone, it's stunning. It's the way it was when it was set aside. You know, it's one of the last places, it's the only place in the United States where Americans can go see a natural population of wildlife interacting as it did when Columbus discovered America.
Is it dangerous for... If you ran the Yellowstone National Park. What sort of danger is involved? Just as an aside for a moment, when people go up there, this is a great time of year for people to go visit parks and good weather areas. So what do they see when it comes to the bears, and how are they protected from the bears or other wildlife that might put them in danger?
Well, you can get in trouble with any wild animal, whether it's a bison or an elk. Grizzly bears, people hike, I hiked, I fished in Yellowstone. I was superintendent for 6.5 years. What you do is you learn about bear behavior, and you don't expose yourself unnecessarily. You stay attentive to where bears might be fishing in the same stream that you are. If a bear approaches you, you don't run and excite their predator instincts.
Yeah.
You carry bear spray, which is like a mace, a pepper spray that our rangers all carry. I carry bear spray when I'm fishing. In the developed areas, you very seldom see a grizzly bear. It might walk through early in the morning. Generally, they try to avoid people. They've learned over the years that it's not healthy to stay too close or in great proximity of public. And, you know, the public is on these boardwalks in Yellowstone on a day like today. There'll be thousands and thousands of people. And we've learned from satellite collaring that they retreat from people. And then in the night, when the people are in bed asleep or something, they come back and reclaim some of these areas.
So now you have been successful. It sounds like this is something that you started as superintendent at Yellowstone, going from 200 bears to 700 bears. What's the optimum here? What's the number that the people in the Park Service are looking for to have an effective population of grizzly bears?
Well, the population is probably, I don't know if it's exactly optimum, but it's a healthy population. They reproduce very slowly. The key to this issue, Doug, is that you need the surrounding states outside the park to manage consistently so that these bears can work in the ecosystem. They can move to other areas in the states of Montana, particularly, and Idaho, where they can exchange genetic material, so this doesn't become some isolated genetic colony of bears that aren't getting the interchange. So it's really a matter of state cooperation, and, you know, the problem is now the states don't have their plans ready. Some haven't even drafted one. Wyoming has a draft plan.
Who
the other
knew?
Two states.
That's what I, in this circumstance, who would have known this was a problem?
Yeah.
Michael, thank you. Michael Finley goes around and talks a lot about the national park system, and he was here to educate us here.
Ah, the sounds of summer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The hour, time for us to spend a moment or two or three with Amy Newmark. Amy is the author, the editor-in-chief, and the publisher of the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series. There are hundreds of these puppies around now, and she's been responsible for lots and lots and lots of them. In a moment, we're going to talk about something that I have been through myself in the last year, getting rid of things, getting rid of the past. Having less, what is it, you can do less with more or something, less is more? We'll talk about that and how it fits into your philosophy in a moment here.
Hey, this is your car, and I'm tired of doing the same old thing. Drive to work, shuffle the kids, drive home, boring. Don't you think we deserve a vacation?
Sure. Check out America's Best Value Wins Rewards Program. You'll get 15% off and late checkout, plus free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. And America's Best Value Inn is part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands, with 1,200 hotels across North America. Visit VantageHotels.com.
And do me a favor, no more stops at the burrito barn, please.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
55 past the hour. Those of you who have moved, as I have in the past few months, found, I had lived in the place I'd lived in before, Amy, for 38 years. So we had, it was a farm, 38 years worth of things, many of which were of no use, and there's no reason to have them, many years ago. So three dumpster loads later, the house was cleaned out, and I moved into the new house. And as I still am going through a lot of the things, especially my radio material, I could fill another dumpster with things, old clothing, old furniture. And it appears that the this is from the book Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Joy of Less. There are how many of us listening? I'm going to go around the room, as a matter of fact. Jennifer, you got a storage unit?
No, I do not.
Richie, you got a storage unit?
I do not. I could probably use one, but no, I don't.
Victoria, you got a storage unit?
No, I do not.
Really? That's unusual. Most of the people I know.
Dougie, do you have a storage unit?
A storage
unit.
It's
a whole farm. He's got two school buses.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
two school buses.
Yeah, school buses filled with my things. So anyway, the idea, Amy, here is to have people understand that hoarding is not psychologically good, among other things, right?
Yeah, and what I found when I was soliciting stories for this book is that I got hundreds of stories from people who had rented storage units when they were moving and spent a lot of time and money and effort putting stuff in storage units, and then after paying storage fees for years, went back to those storage units and threw every single thing away.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah. So what's the point in this? And by the way, these storage units are not cheap. I can remember had them for years in California.
Yeah, one woman said she counted it all up and she could have paid for a semester of college for her granddaughter.
Right.
Wow.
Well, that's what I hear from my friends who say, you know what, by the time you're done, the seven lessons is very expensive. You're wasting
Well, think about it. There's a whole TV show based on people not paying for their storage things, and they sell everything out of it. Storage wars.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So people just buy them and then ignore them.
Right. And that's it's a big business, and it's expensive. I did for a number of years, 4 or 5 years, when I was renting houses in Los Angeles instead of owning them, I would, at the end of the season, put the stuff in a storage unit, and then I'd come back and get it in the next fall, and it became very expensive. I think, you know, you pay $400, $500, $600 a month for not a lot of space. So what do you find, the stories that you have in the book, The Joy of Less, what sort of stories are they? Men telling stories? Women telling stories? Who's telling these stories?
It's mainly women, although they're usually storing stuff for their whole family, including their husband.
Right.
But what they are all saying, and it's unanimous, is that they spent a huge amount of time and money putting stuff into the storage units. And even if they only went back to the storage units 6 months later versus years later, when they went back, they didn't want any of that stuff because they had been living without it. And they realized that their memories were in their heads. Their memories didn't have to live in furniture and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, can I ask you, is there a kid's version of this book? Because my kids, they have so much stuff.
Yeah.
Although I used to give my kids garbage bags on Mother's Day and say, fill them up. That's your present.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, but that's a parent's fault for getting them all of that stuff.
Ugh.
Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Joy of Less. You can find Apple's podcast at iTunes and Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and at DougStefan.com. Amy Newmark from Chicken Soup for the Soul.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.